And we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton at 93.3 on the FM dial, and the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca, our online streaming service. I know some people are listening live right now via the internet at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. Our broadcast today was announced on a number of channels because we had Tyler with us. We've been waiting for Tyler for about a month because we know he had a lot of updates, and he sure really gave us what's going on. And we do that here too, of course, in the community, because Unusual Sources is a community radio program, community funded, and we need your support to continue doing programming like that. And I'll be telling you, sharing with you how we can do that a bit later. But I wanted to mention the details of the events for Israel Apartheid Week, as promised. There's at least three events I can think of here. Wednesday, March 9th, so that's 1 week from now, next Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's an event on campus at the Burke Science Building lawn, and it's called Apartheid Live. So I guess that's a kind of outdoor showy thing where you can just sort of wander by that, stroll into that next Wednesday on the Burke Science Building lawn during daylight hours there. So, yeah, give that a shot. Following that, on the 15th of March, the Tuesday, there's an event with Eran Efrati and Maya Wind. Now, this is a free event. It's free admission. I imagine it's a lecture or talk. There'll be more information about that coming next week. On the subsequent day, Wednesday, March 16th, there's an event which is the Hamilton premiere of The Wanted 18. And again, there'll be some details on that next week. This is being put on by Independent Jewish Voices Hamilton chapter, free admission. It is a Wanted 18. I think it's a film documentary. Donations are accepted. So, I mean, we've got, you know, from the 9th of this month throughout the 16th, we've got three or four events there. Plus, happening at the same time, it's not part of Israel Apartheid Week, but McMaster's own Dr. Harry Shannon is giving a lecture on the impact of political violence on Palestinians. Now, that was scheduled to have happened already, but it was postponed due to yesterday's terrible weather, so it's going to be rescheduled for the week of March 21st. So you can see there's quite a number of events, and you'll be able to find information about that at the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website, the new website, which is just going up. It's at www.hcsw.ca or www.hamiltoncoalitiontostopthewar.ca. I think the hcsw.ca is up and running now, and the event notice will be posted up there, and it's also going to be posted on the Facebook page for the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. So you can, if you know where the Facebook page is, you can find the information there. And I mean, there's some other events and whatnot in the community too. We do so much about bringing the world to the community and bringing Hamilton to the world. It's what we do here on Unusual Sources. And there is a way you can help us out here at CFMU, because it is fundraising week here. And you can give us a call in about 10 minutes. And, you know, we can take your call if you want to contribute, donate to CFMU, not just to this program, but to all the programming that happens here. You know, if you give $30, you get the Friends of CFMU card. You might have heard that announcement, or that little blurb in between programming here. And yes, you can get a Friends of CFMU card, which is usable at a bunch of places that people actually go to in this city. You know, I've been to a number of the restaurants, you know, listed on there, restaurants and other eateries and such, trendy spots around the city. You can get a special deal, sort of like a secret menu, if you have the Friends of CFMU card. So I highly encourage you to give a $30 donation, because then we'll mail you the card, or you can come and pick it up or whatever. So you can do that with a $30 donation. I wanted to thank some people who have already given to us. I wanted to thank David Rennie, Ken Stone, Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, Stan Babbitt, David Jacobs, and Phil Taylor for their generous contributions so far. It's good to keep that rolling in. We have been a above average performer for fundraising on this station for years, and we want to continue doing that. So please, yes, you can give us a call in 10 minutes at 905-528-9888 if you want to call and reserve your Friends of CFMU card for the $30 donation. Or you can go online. Just go to cfmu.mcmaster.ca, and if you do that, there's like a banner on the bottom right hand side, and you click on that banner, and you can do it through credit card, because PayPal lets you pay through credit card or your PayPal account or whatever you want to do there. So you can just do it all online at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. israelnow.ca. So I said that there was events, and in addition to Israel Apartheid Week, of course, there's all sorts of things happening. On Sunday, March 6th, this Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m., Dr. Ray Bassett, Irish ambassador to Canada, speaks on the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising of 1916 in Ireland at the Irish-Canadian Club, 389 Concession Street on Hamilton Mountain. Free admission. Now, there's a number of events happening as a result of the anniversary, and this is one of them. So this is a free event. At the Irish Canadian Club, 389 Concession Street on Hamilton Mountain, easily accessible, by car, bus, whatever. It's easy to get to, and, 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising. So that's happening this Sunday, and then we also have, this Thursday, I think tomorrow actually at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Mills Plaza at McMaster, there's a vigil for Our Three Brothers. It's a McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice event in memory of three Muslims who were shot execution style in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You might have remembered the news coverage over that, or maybe you didn't remember, but there's going to be a vigil for them at 5 o'clock p.m. at Mills Plaza tomorrow. Also, this month, Sunday, March 20th at noon to 4 p.m., United Steelworkers Hall, it's a celebration of the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, sponsored by the Community Coalition Against Racism, United Steelworkers, Hispanic Fraternity Association, and other groups. The keynote speaker is Desmond Cole of Toronto. He's speaking on carding and racial profiling. It's, again, free admission, entertainment, poetry, foods, cuisine there. It's going to be at the United Steelworkers Hall at 1031 Barton Street East, Sunday, March 20th, noon to 4 o'clock p.m. So that's great. We're very pleased to bring you information about those events in the community. And you can, of course, support our program. You can help us, call us in just less than 10 minutes at 905-528-9888. That's 905-528-9888. We'll be there in 10 minutes to take your calls. And you can also go online and donate at cfmu.mcmaster.ca.